If you're looking for more magic in your life, if you have the sense that there is more to life than meets the eye, then this is the podcast for you. Welcome to my weekly podcast, Soul Ventures, episode 12, Unbox Your Elephant. If you've had a challenging time recently and are dealing with a comment that you've taken to heart, my intention with this episode is to remind you that your elephant, like the beetle in Wittgenstein's box, is yours alone. This week, I have another story for you. And all in the time it takes for you to breathe, reboot, and have a cup of tea. Once you start exploring with me, you will reconnect with the true essence of you. That's what makes you, you. And you will realize that wherever you are on this round, beautiful planet, all roads lead you home. So let's enjoy the ride. Part 1. Taking things to heart. Has somebody ever said something to you that really got to you, got under your skin, and you found it very hard to shake it off? Perhaps it was a criticism or a slight of some kind that wounded you. Or maybe somebody gave you a rude gesture when you weren't driving fast enough for their liking. Or perhaps you spent a long time working on something and nobody really noticed your efforts. You might have felt wounded, the wind taken out of your sails, deflated. Some people are very good at taking things to heart. I'm one of them. I can remember criticism much more clearly than I can recall praise. It's a real effort for me to put slights to the back of my mind, pick myself up and dust myself down again. Learning to take things less personally has been one of the most challenging lessons on my soul's adventure so far. It's still very much a work in progress. However, over the years, I've become a lot more resilient. So if you're feeling a little fragile and wounded at the moment, I would like to share a story with you to help you. Part 2. The Elephant and the Three Blind Men. An elephant was being transported from one zoo to another. When he arrived, three blind men came up to him. They'd heard that a new elephant was arriving at the zoo and they were very excited. They'd never encountered an elephant before. "Oh," murmured the first man as he felt one of the elephant's legs. "So tall and strong, like a tree. The elephant is a pillar. It will stand tall and proud and watch over us all." "What?" thought the elephant to himself. "Does this man really think I'm just going to stand around all day and look around, as if I've got nothing better to do with my time?" He snorted and tossed his trunk in disdain. "A pillar? No, you're mistaken," said the second man, who held the trunk in his hands. "The elephant is an agile, stealthy creature. How can he possibly stand tall and proud? No, the elephant slinks, coiling itself around things like a serpent. Such a creature must be deadly and cunning." "Deadly and cunning," thought the elephant in dismay. "What on earth? How could he think that I, whose heart is pure and good, could creep around like a snake? Serpent of all things." Tears started to prick his eyes. "Deadly and cunning," laughed the third man, holding the elephant's ear gently in his hands. "How could such a soft, delicate creature be any such thing? This creature is as light as a bat and can soar to great heights. Feel the smoothness of its delicate wings." "Wings," sniffed the elephant. Wings, indeed. They didn't even mention my fine, tall body and my agile, deft tail. They made nothing of my glorious tusks. Can they say such things about me? A little beetle scuttled up the elephant's leg and made its way to his ear. Courage, friend, said the beetle, who'd been watching for a little while. Nobody can truly know you and all your glory any more than they can know me and mine. They only understand what's in their own box. So don't trouble yourself with concerns about what they do or don't see. The elephant and the beetle looked at each other for a long time, and the elephant smiled. His wise new friend nestled into his shoulder, and the two of them set off to explore. Part 3. Shifting your perspective. These cows are small, but the ones out there are far away. You might be familiar with this line from Father Ted, where a frustrated Ted tries to explain the principle of perspective to the baffled Father Dougal, using a little plastic cow. By shifting our perspective, we can shine a new light on just about anything. It's like the beetle in the box analogy that Wittgenstein used in his philosophical investigations. Wittgenstein drew a parallel between a beetle in a box and an individual person's mind. He invited us to suppose that each person has a beetle in a box that only they can see into. Nobody can see into another person's box. People can talk about what's in their individual box, and we might even talk about the beetle in our box. But nobody else can really experience what we experience because they don't have access to the beetle in our box. Your own beetle, or elephant, is unique to you, and we can't control others' opinions about it. Which means, ultimately, there's no need to take things personally. I love this quote from Jay Woodman. Let us not take offence over small cheese. Let things slide off when they don't really matter. Not take things personally. Be free to make better use of our energy, to get on with something meaningful instead. When you master this, let me know how. My intention over the course of these episodes is to get you back on track so that you can enjoy the rest of your journey here on Earth. In the next episode, I'll be talking more about the magic of words. Until then, happy travelling. If you enjoyed this episode, you're very welcome to subscribe to my podcast. If you know somebody else who might be interested in it, feel free to share it with them. To find out more, visit my website at www.iamjennywilson.com. Here you can find details of how you can download my free PDF ebook, The Hidden Language of Colour. Go to iamjennywilson.com and follow the free stuff link. You can also find out details of my books from my website. The books are available from whichever version of Amazon is local to you. Or you can follow me on Instagram at iamjennywilson. Let's reconnect next time and explore more of the universal language of the soul. In the meantime, keep expanding and enjoy the journey.